This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Roughly 40 people displaced after a fire burned through the roof of a Houston-area apartment complex last night. In total, 16 units damaged, more left without electricity in the two-story building near Hobby Airport. Two firefighters and two civilians suffered heat exhaustion and were treated at the scene. Multiple outlets report nobody was taken to a hospital. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. Checking sports, the Astros return home after sweeping the Diamondbacks in Phoenix. Tonight, they'll face the Athletics at 7:10. Houston continues to lead the AL West by 6 over Seattle. And your look at weather, mostly sunny and hot this afternoon, 98 the expected high. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 77. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 96 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
This is your moment. Make a bigger impact right now. Every gift to Houston Public Media's Resiliency Fund is doubled. That means your $75 becomes $150 to support NPR News, local programs like Houston Matters and Hello Houston, and vital community coverage. Give now and make twice the difference at HoustonPublicMedia.org or call 888-909-0887.
That's right. Now is your chance to make double the impact towards Houston Public Media's Resiliency Fund. When you give today, your donation will be doubled. That means $100 becomes $200, $200 becomes $400. This helps close the gap left by federal funding cuts and ensures we can continue providing fact-based news and local programming for everyone. But you do have to act fast today to get your gift doubled. Double your gift before time runs out at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or by calling 888-909-0887.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.